This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Mostly is Jeff Machado.
That's me.
He's there. I swear he is. He's a real life actual mailman. So, you know, we do what we can to stay as truthful as possible on this show. I am Josh Richer, so that works in a pun way.
Are you sure it's a good idea for us to use our real names on this thing?
Yeah, no, I mean, maybe not for you. I don't know, but... No, it's probably not, actually. I mean, we're on Twitter as well, in case people are wondering.
Isn't it enough that I'm just the mailman? Like, people really have to know my last name.
Well, I mean, I'm imagining how that happens. That's how it is in real life.
Aren't we just opening up ourselves to cyberbullying?
It's very possible. Or if cyberbullying is happening, I mean, having your real name on there is probably making it worse, or possibly worse. No, but Jeff, just to fill you up, by the way, what we do, if you're new to the show or you need a refresher because you zone out halfway through and find yourself drooling at your desk or in your car somewhere in a ditch, because, you know, we just, the lethargy sets in hearing two people just talk about God knows what, but mostly about Better Call Saul. That's what we do. We talk about Better Call Saul, and sometimes we start talking, and it's really just because we're thinking of things to say. This week, we're going to talk about the Alpine Shepherd Boy episode, as well as, you know, get an update on some past experience that we went through on this show previously. So we'll talk about that. But Jeff.
Yes.
First of all, how are you?
How are you?
That's a voice I'm doing now on here.
The how are you?
Yeah, the how are you?
How are you?
Yeah, it's really, really bad, but, you know, good. Die with it.
Well, I'm good. It's a good time to be a mailman, as my customers keep telling me.
It's a good time to be a mailman. That's a good one there. They mean the opposite, right?
Yeah, it's an ironical kind of a comment.
What a bunch of fucking assholes.
Because it's snowing.
Yeah.
Unless you live in the South, in which case you probably shouldn't be listening because you're not smart enough to get comedy or things of that nature.
They're trying to figure out how to stop this right now, but they can't because they went to a page on their phone that doesn't work well on a mobile device. They just followed a bunch of links and now it's like on their phone. So then they get a call and they're like, what do I do?
I thought this was a PBS special on the Confederacy.
Oh, you just went PBS? Are you really? You really think that's
talking on my device?
They hate PBS because that's public, and they read that Obama is using PBS to teach children that Big Bird being gay don't matter.
Not only does it not matter, but it's actually good.
That's what Obama's saying.
Well. Isn't the economy good now? I don't follow politics, but you do. Do we like Obama now?
I mean, like, really, well, you like him for the good stuff that he does, but then you know, in my opinion, or, you know, in a lot of people, like at least 55% of the country or so, but no, you hate him because he's just like all the rest of the presidents. He's a fucking sucky ass politician, so.
Well, I guess we should have just abolished the democracy then.
I mean, that's what I've been leading to for a while. Not democracy, but, you know, all the other stuff that's around it. Either way, that doesn't matter.
We're not here to do a podcast about the government. We're here to do a podcast about some crappy AMC Vince Gilligan show.
Better Call. Yeah, I know. That's. I mean, don't call it crappy. It's not
everything
crappy
is,
yet.
Everything in entertainment is crappy. It's not that I don't like it.
Well, but it is not important. Like, we could be talking about the fucking Israeli prime minister visiting and, like,
nothing
its implications
really,
on, like, the world. But no.
Is there anything really important? I mean, pretty much everything that we can talk about is crappy. Except for maybe the mission to Mars. You know, you can, like, apply to live on Mars now? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy. I saw that, and I immediately went, nope. Not in my lifetime am I ever living in Mars, on Mars.
Not in your lifetime are you ever living in Mars. So in somebody else's lifetime, maybe you could live on Mars.
No, what I'm saying is, as long as I'm alive, I will never try to live on Mars, because I don't believe that in my lifetime, for the rest of my life, they can actually make living on Mars as safe and, like, not mind-bogglingly crazy, like, just could drive you mad that you live on this planet away from all other life.
I think they could do it, but what makes me angry is
that... It's like being a pilgrim. It's like coming over to America. It's like...
Except without all the pretty stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's just Mars.
Yeah, it's just a terrible, terrible wasteland.
The entire environment has to be simulated. Like, or like, in your life, everything has to be like light and...
Yeah, you have to live in a bubble.
Ugh.
He lives in a bubble!
Yes.
He's a bubble boy on Mars.
So that is really not important. It's interesting, and it's cool that, like, we're at that point, but a part of me is like, well, let's not colonize Mars. Let's put our money, if we're doing NASA, to, like, let's discover more about the universe. But, again... Not what we're here to talk about.
For the first time. Talking about something.
We're talking about something. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're right. We can...
Wait a minute. Is Better Call Saul going to be new on the first week of May? I think we should do like a black tie Richard the Mailman special for the Pacquiao Mayweather fight.
Okay, so you're still sticking with that. I don't know. I mean... I don't think it will be new. I mean, what do we... This was episode 4, I believe. Nope,
five.
This was 5. So they probably have, like, set, like, 8, 9, 10, maybe. So that's 10 weeks. So we got another 3 in March. I mean, I could be looking at a calendar, but, yeah, it could be new. Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, I... just want to, because this is a Place to Be Nation podcast, and I don't, being a Place to Be Nation podcast host or guest or whatever the heck I am,
I
gotta identify with the crowd in some way, right? Like, what do all the Place to Be Nation people watch? They watch wrestling. I don't watch wrestling.
Yeah.
But I could watch boxing. Are they watching Better Call Saul? We'll find out.
Some of them are. I've learned that. But there's also, they like hip-hop. We could talk about hip-hop.
Oh, man. There we go. I'll talk about hip-hop until the cows come home.
By the way, okay, so first things first, before we get to Saul, we'll talk about Saul in a little bit later. And when we go to do that, I'll kind of let you know where we're going to end up. So that way you can come back if you want to avoid talk about that show, or the Breaking Bad universe in general, because you haven't seen good television, or refuse to. I don't know. Maybe you don't have access to it. But, Jeff, last week we talked about Drake.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about, I asked about him. Yeah, I mentioned, you know, who was worse, Drake or Big Sean.
Yeah.
it's really hard for me because I actually know that Big Sean is worse than Drake. Like when I say who's worse, like I know, like, well, Drake is actually like somewhat good.
Well, Big Sean is bad and Drake is not bad, so.
Nah, they're both bad to me.
Yeah, but you don't like anything.
Yeah, and we've talked about that. We talked about that quite a bit.
Drake is not a bad rapper.
He's just an annoying person and personality. Like, I don't like the persona that he raps about. I don't even know what the tattoo thing is.
He was watching a show and some girl wanted to get a tattoo of Drake.
No.
And the tattoo artist was like, who's that?
I have
no idea. So Drake got mad that he hadn't heard of who Drake was, so Drake had his bodyguard beat the tattoo guy up.
I did not hear about that. But yeah, that makes me fucking... I mean, but the rest of the people that I hold to a high esteem, they're also do stupid shit like that. Like, I figure Guru must have fucking... He beat people up. He didn't have his bodyguards.
I don't know. Guru was tiny. He probably had
That's
some...
True. That's true.
Probably delegated.
But either way, I somehow let that go because I'm like, oh, this guy is so amazing. But like a guy like Drake, I don't believe any of it. Like, why should I even invest anything in what he's saying? I was listening to that song Energy, I believe it's called. And because it came out on the radio and I realized what it was and I kept it on to because, you know, we talked about it and I went, maybe I should listen, you know, like I think like a dumbass all the time. And then I listened to the song and I went, what the fuck? I'm like, so when he's basically humble bragging all the time, like in the most annoying way. He's like talking about why you should feel bad for him in the song because people are trying to tear him down, his energies and all the problems that Drake has. One of them's having a mortgage. He's, oh no, I'm sorry, two mortgages. And then he says they're $30 million. So at the same time, he's like, bitching, I got mortgages to pay, yo. And then he's turning around and telling you, that's for $30 million, motherfucker. Like, he's, like, in your face immediately. I'm like, this guy's the worst. He's the worst human being. And then also, Drake, you don't have to have two mortgages, and they don't have to be $30 million. So your problem isn't even a fucking problem. He talks about his problems with his family back home. I'm like, everybody's got problems in their family, like, with, like, something happening.
So what do you want him to rap about? You want him to rap about, like, his deepest, darkest, most emotional thoughts and feelings?
Yes! If you're going to be the sensitive rapper who's known for rapping about your feelings and emotions, do that. Don't be fucking phoning it in.
He's a funny guy. He's being ironic.
He's not. He's not, and he's not a funny guy.
Who is somebody
that
you like?
He is the equivalent. If we
who is somebody that you like?
Can
like
I ask you a question?
Whose lyrics do you enjoy? Let me ask you that question. Name two artists whose lyrics you enjoy.
Two artists whose lyrics I enjoy. Okay, I like Lupe Fiasco.
Oh my god. What
on the first
a fucking
album. On the
joke.
First album. Only the first album. And then I like Ghostface.
So Ghostface raps about drugs and selling drugs.
Yeah.
And Lupe Fiasco raps about how he's so much better than everybody else because he doesn't drink or do drugs.
No, half the time he's not rapping about that. He's making either stories in his raps that are kind of cool. I also, like I said, I like Guru. Guru's fucking amazing.
Guru sucks. Guru was just like, Guru, if you wrote all of his lyrics down, it was like a second grade reading level. He just was picking words out of the air.
I like Merce.
Oh my god, dude. I don't know. You just don't like... Once something becomes popular,
no,
you don't like it.
Even if Drake was underground, I would
That's not true. That is not true. You are, like, you have a pathology about this. You don't even understand that you're doing it. You're going to talk about Merce? What does Merce rap about? Merce has a song where he's robbing a 7-Eleven.
He's not robbing the 7-Eleven. Well, he gets involved. Like, he gets roped in.
Yes, he gets involved in a 7-Eleven robbery. And what else does he rap about? He raps about the plight of the black man. You think Merce is having a difficult time?
I believe he... Yeah. Yeah.
He wouldn't be famous if he was having a difficult time.
No, but he still would be. This is getting into a whole nother spot. Yeah, but yeah. I feel like what he's talking about, when he's talking about the plight of the black youth, I believe he is. He already did.
So what, you think Spike Lee is a better filmmaker than,
no,
say,
no.
I don't know.
No, but Spike Lee is real too. He's real. Where Drake is fucking like, he's like, when Puff Daddy is trying to punch you, you're a fucking, you're just a shitty, gross, horrible douche. You're just like the worst.
There's so Puff, like, if Puff Daddy like dislikes you, you got problems.
No, if he's like physically like, he's been, people have tried to fight that dude multiple times.
Yeah, he's an asshole. You think about how famous asshole. People would be trying to fight me all the time?
Oh, they would, but you would be so much better than a fucking Drake.
Thank you.
You would be. I can say that. You'd be such an asshole, but like it wouldn't be that, because it's his...
You just gotta get some truffle butter for that pussy. That's all you gotta do. He's just trying to get laid.
He actually ruined
a song. Why don't you give the guy a break?
He actually ruined a song that I liked, which was Fucking Problems. Is that the name of it? Yep. Aesop, Rocky, Lamar, Kendrick Lamar, Two Chainz. Yeah. Everyone else on there, I'm like loving. And then like Drake comes on, I'm like, ugh.
One of my favorite white experiences was being in a bar. And I was by far the youngest person in the bar, and this wasn't too long ago.
Yeah.
It was like a bunch of 40-year-old white people sitting in the bar at the end of the night on like a Wednesday, getting totally wasted. And they had the iPod on, and they were playing Fucking Problems. And they just went crazy.
Oh, I love that stuff.
They were like, at least a nigga, nigga, rich.
Like, it's always like... like, what I love that moment that you describe where you're like at a place where what happens in front of you is just so absurd and bizarre that it's like, if you just take one step back and go, what am I watching here? Like, is this...
It was crazy weird, but it was also kind of touching. It's like, look at all these white people getting what rap is about.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
A beast. They all love the beast part.
So we talked about that. We talked about rap. So maybe the Place to Be Nation wants to tell us who their favorite rappers are. You know?
Let's start a poll. Do you think Drake sucks? Yes or no?
And we all know Big Sean sucks. That's why I don't fuck with you. It's like, get out of here. Anyway. Okay, we also, we have some corrections from last week before we get to the bulk.
Correction time.
Just going to run through these real quick. We feel bad about it. Okay. First of all, Jeff, turns out we are wrong about quite a bit of what happened. For starters, there's Latino people are, in fact, not dirty. There are proud people with historically high standards for hygiene. And there's evidence for this. There's statistical evidence for this in Axe body spray sales in particularly dense areas of Latino population. So
you're saying that buying a product that creates a smell...
It's science.
...is a sign of cleanliness and not the opposite? I smell pretty good. I don't need to be spraying Axe body spray all over me just so I can smell not terrible.
I'm just giving you the numbers.
Hey, if you say the hard numbers. By the numbers, then I believe you. You know what? Latino people smell great.
They do. And also, Lake Winnipesaukee, isn't even in New Hampshire, actually. Our team, actually, of researchers, they determined that there's no way you could have actually even made your way to Lake Winnipesaukee or New Hampshire in that break that we had where we plugged all the wonderful Place to Be Nation shows. And then also, the same group of researchers, they realized that I didn't actually poop out a lemon seed.
What?
Yeah, no, it was a grapefruit seed.
A grapefruit seed.
Yeah, so my asshole is not puckered. It's not.
Grapefruit's kind of puckering.
Yeah, but, you know, it can take that.
Okay.
So, also, they also, you know, they were telling us we missed a bunch of stuff that would have been awesome, and we just didn't really get it. We were talking about heroes a lot, and we... Forgot Hero by Mariah Carey. I could have opened with that. We could have played it at any time. Yeah. Hero Sandwiches. Hero from the show Heroes, but they're spelled, you know, not, but, you know, they're, it's the same thing.
Did we talk about the song that just came out that sounds exactly like the Wallflowers song?
No, I don't know what that is.
So we could.
Well, I know what the Wallflowers.
Heroes. I don't know who sings it, but that's how it goes.
Heroes by the Wallflowers.
But then there's the Wallflowers song. We could be heroes, just for one day. But there's a song that is out right now. It's like we could be heroes.
Oh, the researchers didn't even mention that. They didn't also mention. They didn't mention the movie Hero. They didn't get Heroes by David Bowie. Wow. These guys are just, I either got to pay them more or, like, fire them. I don't know. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, there's no point in doing a correction segment if they can't even get all the corrections right.
Hulk Hogan?
Yes.
He's a hero, right?
He's a wrestler.
Yeah. G.I. Joe, the real American hero.
Mm-hmm. Wait, why is Hulk Hogan a hero?
I don't know, because he's a hero to me. And to everyone out there, a place to be nation.
Well, he had that move where he jumped over guys with his thigh. That seemed to be really painful.
It really is. A leg drop is insane the way when you watch Hulk Hogan do it, because I guess the thought is you're supposed to be like slamming it down onto them.
Yeah.
And like also jumping up high in the air and like smashing. But when you watch Hulk Hogan do it, it's like you always are pretty much aware that this other person who is usually much larger than him is okay.
One thing I never really understood about professional wrestling is the trademark move. Like if a move is good, why doesn't everyone use it? You know what I mean? It's like if the
because
flying
the
elbow
idea
is
this
that
guy
good,
has...
then just do it at the beginning of the match.
No,
why doesn't everybody do the flying elbow or the pile driver?
Because those are the a pile driver everyone should do, but it's their finisher move. So it's like when they got a guy worn down.
Oh yeah, because they're not worn down immediately after punching each other and
throwing each other outside the ring and getting back in and. Throwing each other around into, you know, bouncing off the ropes at each other.
Remember when Super Size Me came out and McDonald's eliminated their Super Size option?
Yeah, I wonder where you're going with this from what we were just talking about. Yeah.
If you could guess where I'm going with this, I'll give you $1,000.
Okay.
Too late.
Okay.
I would have thought that after the movie The Wrestler starring Mickey Rourke came out, professional wrestling would have just folded up.
Yeah.
People would have been like, you know what? This is a terrible business. I'm not watching anymore. But no. Everyone's just like, oh, that was a cool Mickey Rourke movie. Did you see WrestleMania 17? It's like it didn't make a difference.
Well, now it's even funny. It's weirder because E and WWE have come together to make the WWE-E. And they have, like, Total Divas out, which basically because half of the people on the show are, like, married or dating other wrestlers, it involves their wrestlers and now shows them in a completely different light. And now they're like, another layer of weird reality, non-reality with these people is them on a reality show in love, but also involving their job. And then they bring Total Divas stuff into the wrestling world.
That sounds like something that we should watch.
No, I hear the product's horrible. But either way, we're not here to talk about wrestling, okay? One last thing, Jeff, from last week, what was noticed by the researchers, if I can find it here. Okay, according to Fairness Doctrines, you mentioned Catholics and Jews last week, which would be offensive, but... you need to also mention Islam.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Islam
but
is...
I got it covered because this entire show... Why wouldn't say that? They're all dumb. But what I'm going to do this entire show, just to get this across, to jab everyone, you know, really, really get them, is I'm going to do a very subtle Muhammad impression. For the entire show.
Okay. We're definitely going to get abducted as soon as we hang up this call.
All right. Well, you know,
if they're gonna execute cartoonists, what's stopping them from executing podcasters?
Well, I'm not gonna do any like weird sounds of Muhammad. I'm just right now. I am Muhammad. Okay. This is my impression.
Muhammad, thank you for saving all of our souls and for making it so that women can't show their faces in public.
You're welcome. It was distracting, right?
It was very distracting. They're very evil and they're bad drivers and all
that.
They're
so beautiful. I just want to fuck all their faces, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you get distracted thinking about fucking their faces and, you know, it takes away from your daily purpose, which is worshiping.
It's just worshiping God and praying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because God made us so that we could worship God. Exactly. That's how nice of a God he is.
See, you get it. You know who wouldn't get this?
Women
in podcasts.
You know the guy. Like, you're God's person on earth.
Yeah.
So, like, thank you for creating us so that we could worship you. Dude. I mean,
dude,
that is awesome.
It was nothing, bro.
Yeah, like, without God, life is just, you know, fun.
Yeah.
And fun is dumb. So
it's dangerous is what it is.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. But anyway, it doesn't matter because there's a show on television and it's so good because it's a part of the Breaking Bad universe. Now that we're done,
Workaholics?
I would like to think that's somehow involved with Breaking Bad, but it's not.
Right. I know where you're going with this.
Okay, so it's Better Call Saul.
Malcolm in the Middle.
It is. That's true. Well, that's true. We're going to talk about... actually, funny thing, before we actually talk about the show we're supposed to be talking about. when the thing came... the notification of trending on Facebook came up for the guy that played Krueger on... Was that his name?
Yeah, on Seinfeld.
Krueger on Seinfeld. It said his name and then actor who played on Seinfeld and Malcolm in the Middle dies. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, for stupid people that don't know a name but can read all the rest of the stuff, they're like, oh my God, did that guy from Breaking Bad die?
Oh, Krueger's dead? You just depressed the shit out of me,
you
man.
You didn't know?
No.
Oh, yeah. He's like, now it's like been a day, so he's like double dead.
Krueger.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so we're talking about Better Call Saul. It was the fifth episode, Alpine Shepherd Boy. And this is the point now, if you want to jump ahead, you can do it. You can do it at, again, dropping, leaving space, saying it, so you guys know. That was smart. why am I doing a Brody Stevens impression?
That was kind of borderline genius.
Dude. No, that was Brody Stevens, and I know it. But either way, so, Jeff, this episode I liked in a lot of ways, and I also thought it was kind of in a lot of ways. It's just kind of doing it now. We're kind of just in it, and I don't know if it's I'm hoping they can, like, match the excellence of the first batch consistently.
Well, they got a new arc, which is, like, where they're going to be going now.
That's true.
We got this mid-season Mike arc now.
That's true. They're adding the Mike element, which is great. And also, like, it's just great. It's kind of fascinating, but it's like, well, I'm not fascinated yet. I know, we already know that he was a cop.
But we don't know why he ran away. He must have done some crazy stuff.
Yeah, I already assume that. So what I'm saying is I'm not totally like I need to find out yet about anything like how I used to be with like Breaking Bad, and that probably won't happen till later, but I am like, this is really awesome to be finally like getting Mike's one of the people that you wanted the most backstory out of.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of just sitting there in the booth being getting old.
Yeah.
Needing elder law.
For Breaking Bad fans, he is the carryover because Saul is Saul.
Yeah.
But we could do a show about Saul without ever being in the, you know, meth business. If he's, we're going to be showing like how he develops a relationship with Mike. So that is like, it's kind of like a precursor. It's like a what's the word?
A prelude?
What's the... Prelogue?
A prologue?
Prologue!
There it is. A prelogue.
I was combining prelude with epilogue.
That's the farts that I make that smell like shit because shit is coming. So, prelogues.
We should just block out a segment of the show for your shit talk.
Alright. Why am I doing that? I guess it's because I shit a lot. So.
Well, it's... I mean... We thought it was because you're a vegetarian, but you're eating meat now. So either way, it's not about your diet. You're just, your digestive tract is just generally interesting.
Although I want to get back to Mike, obviously, since we're talking about digestive tracts, you got to talk about, you know, how great it would be to every time you shit when the toilet told you how much it wanted to eat your shit. When I saw that, I went immediately like, this isn't, I'm not getting sexual at all. I'm just getting this thing wants to eat my poo. It enjoys eating my poo in a like I enjoy eating like hot wieners, and I don't mean also that in a sexual way. Yeah,
like me with Big Macs.
Yes,
still sexual. God, everything is sexual.
That's right. That's right.
But even if the wording, the phrasing of the toilet, if it wasn't sexual, it would still be creepy.
Why would there be
a toilet talking to you as you poop?
Because these kids do not want to poop. They don't want to poop. We're just trying to get them
so big.
And I, you know what I thought? I thought I had two thoughts after that. I went, one, by the time frame that we know the show's in, it's 2002, so they're probably naming the kid Chandler after Chandler from Friends.
Bing.
Yeah, Chalandler Bong. And then, because, you know, 420. But then also, that voice that it did was almost like it was like a sexual, whatchamacallit, Hanukkah Armadillo. And I'm like, is this guy obsessed with Friends in 2002 and everything is manifesting itself in toilets that eat shit?
It was very friendly.
Delighted to eat shit.
If you don't poop in the next 5 minutes, the universe will implode.
I would have loved that.
Merry Christmas.
And then the dad comes in and he starts the timer. But Saul was right. I mean, obviously the kid was gonna mess that kid up. I like that whole segment. Like they really got me with the whole, like, for a little bit with the guy who was trying to secede from the U.S.
Yeah.
They got me for, because I started going, is he dreaming? This can't be fucking real. You know, there's no way that this is actually happening.
That was a cool pause, though, because he's like, how about a cool million? And I'm like, Saul's going to say, you're fucking crazy and walk away.
Yeah.
And of course, he's like thinking about how he's going to make this work. He's like, I'm your man. It's like, oh, man, it's classic. I would just love to be a lawyer just so I could lie to people like that. I mean, that's brilliant. Like, yeah, of course you're crazy, but I'll take your money.
Well, that's what you got to do when you're a lawyer. You just have to accept people's, like, utter guiltiness always. And just accept that you're going to get crazy people too, which he obviously had a lot of. Yeah, that was very weird. But so what else struck you about this entire episode? Obviously Chuck's crazy we know Chuck's crazy now, so.
Yeah, the stupid doctor had to go prove him crazy. I was hoping this whole electromagnetic ultrasensitivity thing was real.
Yeah, I think we all were.
Maybe I just didn't ever hear of it. Maybe it only happens in New Mexico or in the stupid South.
Yeah, fuck the stupid, dirty South.
Crazy. Why would this happen to somebody?
Well, it happened really to show us who Jimmy McGill is. Because as we talk about every week,
let's just
it's a
break
literary
everything down to
device.
the barest bones of everything. Well, it happened because some guy wrote it down on a piece of paper.
No, but it was really good. Like, even with us finding out about him being crazy, it worked out really well because the light that it put Saul in with, like, Saul really responding to, like, wanting to make him feel good. Like, he was trying, like, wanting to play along with him. He doesn't want to, like, ruin this guy's world or make him feel uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah, because he's his family member.
I know.
It's hard for family members to put other family members through pain, and it would be very painful for him to say, hey, Chuck, you're crazy, and you need psychological help.
I really like that. I liked it a lot because it's, like, it's one of the things about the show that's been big is the importance of family. You know, that's one of the major themes is how, like, all these people are generally related to each other, or they have people that related to, and you see that, like, Mike with his family, like his niece's granddaughter is the most important thing in the world to him.
Who was that his daughter that saw him and drove away?
I don't know.
Just like stalking his daughter.
It's very possible. And I believe there's probably a good reason for it. That's how crazy Mike, that, like, how much you love Mike, and you're like, Mike's a moral guy, even though he kills people.
Yeah.
I'll, like, accept that he's stalking this person for a good reason.
What's wrong with that bitch?
A person,
that's Mike.
Good,
he's a good guy.
This, yeah.
Why don't you go up to him and buy him a waffle?
Chuck being crazy, though, was one awesome thing about it was... where am I going with this? I just had it. Damn it.
One awesome thing about Chuck being crazy...
Oh, was the whole beginning of the episode with the cops.
The cops, oh my god.
Because I'm like, watching this, and I'm like... Okay, so the cops, if there's any, like, perfect example or someone writing an illustration of, like, the problem with cops, is that the following happens. A woman calls the police station and says, a guy just took my paper and left $5.
Okay. Nobody
they
would
call
ever, nobody,
over
a cop would never, ever, ever,
respond
ever
to that.
Come to somebody's house because they got their newspaper stolen. Okay? But continue.
Then they give this guy complete shit. Total shit. They go around. They just see things in his house, and they go, it's a tweaker.
Yes. And that is why
and we
everybody
got probable
hates cops
cause.
Now. Everybody hates cops.
Knock
on
the door and taser
him. Is there anybody out there who likes cops? No. Everyone hates cops, including Richard and the mailman. Cops suck.
Well, I mean, yes, of course. I see, living where I do and with everything that happened in the summer, you kind of, like, it. You saw, like, how it is. And it's, like, pretty much everyone sees that cops suck except for conservative Italian,
cops?
Irish cops, firefighters, army.
Even liberal cops think they themselves suck. But no, you're watching that, and it's like, you don't really even really know what's happening with Chuck yet. And you're like, oh my god, you idiot cops, he's got a condition, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're like, screaming at the TV, leave this guy alone, why are you looking at his window?
No, I hated them. I hated those
Hollywood
cops.
Hollywood writers, people who watch television shows, people who do podcasts... people who suffer from electromagnetic ultrasensitivity, everybody, we can all get together and agree that cops and religion suck, but mostly cops.
Well, yeah, I mean, mostly both those things, but at least religion, well, no, they both have good things because, okay, religion for people that, like, can't figure out on their own, don't kill people. religion's a good thing. Because you can kind of rein them in with that, like a hypnosis, you know?
Yeah, but religion, they're not killing people, but they're kind of like telling people that their whole existence and way of life is wrong.
No, no, I mean, like, there's people out there who would kill people, except they've been given religion, and it keeps them not killing people, which is the whole point that religion started, was to make sure to get people together, be like, hey, all you people that live near each other, stop killing each other.
Yeah, but are there
kill
any...
kill these other people.
Are there any, by the same token, to use a phrase from our favorite seventh grade teacher, would people become cops because they wanted to protect society?
Some people do.
No, nobody does.
Nobody becomes a cop unless
you have nothing else to do.
To be the better, like, to try to, like, actually be good with it.
No. Everybody becomes a cop because, A, they have nothing else to do, or, B, they like to be above the normal rules that we all have to obey.
Is that true? They also might not have done, like, they don't really want to go to college, or even community college.
They like wearing a uniform. They think they're going to get a lot of
It's funny, you wanted to say pussy, but you didn't. And I
wanted to say pussy, and then you said pussy. I don't mind saying pussy, but the phrase, get a lot of pussy, kind of sounds like I'm not really old enough to say that phrase like that yet.
No, no, it's okay. You should have said
I'm still kind
of
hanging on.
That would have totally applied here. A bunch of people are like, oh, these kids.
Get a lot of pussy.
They do these things.
It's like something my dad would say if my dad said something like that, which he doesn't. But
well, you could have said a lot of words, but you backed off and said ladies, that offended me.
Well, I am a gentleman, and you are not.
That's true.
Which is the ironic thing about our dynamic, which most people think I'm a sleaze, and you are a gentleman. It's actually the reverse.
No, I think it's a give and take, back and forth sort of thing. Sometimes you're that guy, and then
I guess it's a revolving door.
Yeah. What other words for things where we go back and forth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. Anyway, the cops suck, and we know that. And these cops just illustrate it completely, just like kind of all the other cops in Albuquerque. Have there ever been any good ones? Like, you rooted for Hank because you kind of felt bad for him and, like, you knew that he was right. But at the same time, when you saw Hank and his friends do things, you went, you guys are the worst.
Yeah.
Anti-cop, Gilligan. He's racist and anti-cop. Now, finally, Better Call Saul. I mean, there's a lot of stuff about it. We could go on and on for days about Better Call Saul, but
we could, and we should, and we will, just not right now.
No, we will. We're gonna keep going. We'll do a little bit more here on Saul. Are you mad at Jimmy for not actually taking what you thought he was gonna do, which was go for the money? And cash them out and put him in the home? Because it might be good for Chuck. Or not in a home, but in like a hospital.
No, because he knows that through all these little other schemes that he's concocting, he can get his own money. When it comes to cashing out Chuck, he wants Chuck to do that on his own. Or he wants Hamlin to force it on them. He's not gonna scam his own brother. What's the point? You see what I'm saying?
No,
he was half being, like, being a good brother and doing what his brother wanted, and I don't think he had a choice.
Yeah.
Is that just going to be like, because then, you know, his relationship with his brother's over, might drive him even crazier, all of a sudden now he's allergic to electricity and, I don't know, light.
Wow.
He's allergic to even more things.
Yeah,
than...
you went pretty logical there, too. That was awesome.
Yeah, he can't see now. He's got to wear a blindfold.
Oh, this could have been amazing for the show. Oh, that's what we need. We need Chuck, like, adding like, things to his, like...
Yeah, as an amoral person, I would love to have seen him get committed.
Jimmy, so... I cut my nose off. My smell is horrible.
You got to put yourself in the creator's shoes, though. They need to keep Saul likable as long as possible. They need to keep him, like, human for as long as they can. You start committing your brother for money, and it's over. Why are we going to watch anymore? they can't make the jump from main character to secondary character too quickly. Eventually, he's going to become the secondary character that ends up in Breaking Bad. But for now, he's going to be the hero.
That's true.
Which means he's going to be hanging out with stinking, flaming gay Michael McKean for at least 10 minutes an episode. What's this guy's deal anyway? Isn't he a good enough actor that he can like play a straight guy?
I don't understand where you're getting that from him. Or last week, you accused me of my, or you didn't accuse, but said that my words about talking about sucking dick was like homophobic. And now you're accusing Michael McKean.
No, it's not. Michael McKean just plays this really effeminate, erudite guy all the time. And I just don't understand.
Well, it's funny. This is actually working out totally well because this is something I believe. This is another, on the bootleg episodes, this was a topic.
No shit.
Yeah, about masculinity. Just because he's acting effeminate doesn't mean that he's gay.
Yes, it does.
No, it does not.
Well, I know the actor is gay, right? So the actor is gay, so he's playing an effeminate character. So maybe he's not gay, but he's playing an effeminate character. He's speaking with a lisp in a manner that is not that is predominantly demonstrates homosexuality. How about that?
Okay. On that note, I'll ask you.
Can you picture Michael McKean playing, say, I don't know, what's the most heterosexual thing in the world? Tom Brady. Tom Brady life story starring Michael McKean. Can you picture that?
No, it's just too weird because I've never seen him in like any sort of like actual good physical shape to be able to play a Tom Brady.
Well, assuming that he got his act together and he went on Biggest Loser and he got in really good shape.
I could. If he was a way better actor, I could see him playing Tom Brady.
Well, there you go. He's a bad actor.
Yeah.
He's not even gay at all. Maybe he just can't get past his...
he was pretty much... I mean, Spinal Tap was like the best for him. And then any of the other movies, Best in Show...
Yeah, I mean, Christopher Guest, he can... Christopher Guest is like Daniel Day-Lewis. He doesn't get enough credit. He is literally a different person in every movie. Like, you have no idea what Christopher Guest is. If you went to a convention, and you're like, oh, Christopher Guest is here, I want to get his autograph. You would have no idea what he was even like. You know Michael McKean is like Chuck.
That's a good point. Now I see your point.
Thank you. Moving on. I made my point finally.
A couple of random things I saw, other than... well, we didn't talk about, like... Okay, so for those who need closure and he has to talk about everything, just run through it. He took Matlock as his inspiration. That makes sense for the thought that he got, which was just old people can...
Oh, man, yeah.
Give me all their money.
I love that segment.
It's so smart. And you're like, it's not a scam. It's just smart business. You go into a lot. It's true. They actually kind of do need people to help with that shit. It's just another form of, but he's basically like a personal injury lawyer for like old people. But
you and I should put on a white suit and go to a nursing home and work the room, quote unquote.
It would be great.
Imagine just working the room like that.
I love Oldens. I grew up with so many that
Oldens. That's a good word.
Yeah, I love old people. I know they love you.
They do.
Yeah, like your grandmother. I mean, she practically wants to just do you, you know?
Well, that's crossing the line.
I mean that in like the figurative sense, you know. She like really likes you.
She does.
And she's like, you know, touched your junk.
No. Nope.
You know, at some point when you were like a baby.
I think I was washing myself pretty young.
Oh.
I was like 6 months old.
Oh, we'll have to figure that out. Anyway, we're going to go to a break now. We're going to put it at the back end, you know? Oh, I missed a couple things. Mike and the Diner. It's the same diner from Breaking Bad. Yay, Albuquerque. And also, did you notice inspection stickers might be only every 6 years there?
Albuquerque Police, open up.
We're gonna shoot over to hearing about all the spectacular programming that doesn't say bad things and ramble on the Place to Be Nation podcast network. And also all the great articles you can read every day on Place to Be Nation. You got reviews, you got like in-depth articles about, you know, lots of topics. But you're going to hear it. And then we'll come back and we're going to do an update on something from an episode long, long ago.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What's up, everybody? This is Kevin Kelly. Make sure you check out every episode of The Kevin Kelly Show right here on the Place to Be Nation. PlaceToBeNation.com, The Kevin Kelly Show. Every episode is a winner. At least we hope.
This is the king of old school, Steve Corino, and you've heard all the rumors, and it's true. The Steve Corino Show is here. We talk about wrestling. We talk about baseball, movies, television, anything you want to talk about. New guest every week. That's right, the Steve Corino Show every week here on the Place to Be Nation.
Hey, this is Bauer from The Bauer Show, sports and more. You can check out The Bauer Show podcast every Wednesday and Friday right here at PlaceToBeNation.com.
The Bauer Show.
Chad, do you hate it when commercials run and run?
What do you mean, Parv?
Oh, never mind.
Listen to where the big boys play on PlaceToBeNation.com and find us on iTunes. We are the only WCW Supercard exclusive podcast.
Greetings, friends. Ben Morse from Place to Be Nation's Main Event here. Tired of other podcasts constantly stuck in the past? Every other week, we give you a roundtable discussion of what's happening in wrestling today. Place to Be Nation's Main Event. We're holding everybody else down.
Looking for something different in your pro wrestling podcasts? Look no further than the Pro Wrestling Super Show. Join me, Stephen Graham, every week as I'm joined by a rotating door of guests as we discuss a single topic each show, ranging from ECW pay-per-view reviews, wrestler snapshots, top six lists, and anything else you can think of. That's the Pro Wrestling Super Show every week here on the Place to Be Nation.
So you got the script, yeah? You all got it?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds terrible. The Titans of Wrestling... Oh, brilliant. The Titans of Wrestling are...
Pete, I'm a lead analyst for a show at Breakdown Matches.
Kelly, lead historian. I'm a jobber lover. Are you?
Johnny and I drink.
And yes, me, Bob. We watch old school wrestling and love it.
Titans of Wrestling. You know you want to hear it.
What's going on? This is the Godfather, Nate Milton, with an offer you cannot refuse. Each and every week, join Marcus Vandenberg and myself for the world's most dangerous sports show and the program that's changing the game one show at a time, the Kings of Sport Podcast. Available exclusively on PlaceToBeNation.com, your one-stop spot for the best in sports and pop culture.
Hey, sports fans, this is Dr. G for Extra Point, Place to Be Nation's traditional sports talk podcast. Every episode, Scott Criscullo and I talk everything from the Big Four leagues to all the hot sports news with exclusive guests and analysts. Email us your comments and questions at extrapoint@placetobenation.com. That's the Extra Point, exclusively on placetobenation.com.
Hey, sports fans, Cowboy here. Make sure you make your weekly stop by the Sports Lounge here on placetobenation.com, where the boys and I tackle all the hot topics in the world of sports. We go behind the numbers and provide in-depth expert analysis on Major League Baseball, MMA, NFL, and more. The seats fill up quick, so grab your favorite cigar, kick back, and join us in the Sports Lounge, only on placetobenation.com.
In Rhode Island, and looking for great food and a fun atmosphere, we'll be sure to stop by Bonehead's Wing Bar, 131 Washington Street in West Warwick, with over 65 different wing sauces and dozens of sandwiches, burgers, and appetizers. In a fully stocked bar, Bonehead's has something for everyone. Boneheads also shows every WWE and UFC pay-per-view, features live music, weekly trivia, and much, much more. So, be sure to stop in, tell Matt and the crew that Place to Be Nation sent you, and become a Bonehead today.
Hey, this is Rob Naylor. Do you still enjoy pro wrestling? Believe it or not, I still do. So you better join myself and Will on the Google Wrestling Podcast exclusively at placetobenation.com.
Shit, I wasn't ready. Hey, this is Will. If you like listening and... Shit. Hey, this is Will. If you like listening to guys talk about old school wrestling, follow me and Charles on Wrestling with the Past podcast on Place to Be Nation.
What's up, wrestling fans? This is Jeff Peck, and you can check out my wrestling podcast, The Still Real to Us Show, every Saturday right here at PlaceToBeNation.com. It is a wrestling podcast from a fan's perspective, and we're not doing it in our mom's basement. So check it out every Saturday right here at PlaceToBeNation.com.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Looking for new wrestling, sports, and pop culture voices? Head over to PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. We have an extremely talented staff that covers comics, video games, and all facets of entertainment. Our sports coverage spans all the major professional and collegiate sports, including MMA. Our fresh takes on professional wrestling are some of the best on the internet. Also, be sure to check out our friends at thehistoryofwwe.com, prowrestlingonly.com, Scott Keith blog at rspwfaq.net, and piledriverwrestling.net.
You gotta say something.
Yeah, you gotta say something. I think that's.
I was gonna say welcome back. You want people to be welcome, and they are back.
It's true. A weird little recurrence. Okay, and that I just realized this exact moment. But when I just popped in, to like everything just kind of like crystallized right now. When I just popped into my bedroom, where I do not record, I record in the kitchen. Studio C in my house. But you know what was on the TV that my my girlfriend was falling asleep to? Welcome Back, Kotter.
Really?
Yeah, no, that's legitimately on right now. I just like popped my head in and then like didn't even I was like, oh, it's Welcome Back, Kotter, and then I came out and then I just said that thing about Welcome Back and then I'm like, Welcome Back, Kotter's on. Justin Rosero likes that Mace song.
There's like four episodes ever of that show. It still gets run.
I don't even know. I know the general thing about the show, but like I can never name anything that happened on that show. It looked bad.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, we're done talking about TV. I guess. Are you?
I'm never done talking about TV.
Have you? Did you watch at the newsroom?
I did.
I didn't.
The newsroom is now over.
Yeah,
I never have to talk about it again. It's done forever. Goodbye.
One day I'm gonna watch it, even though I loved it a lot, obviously. Do you watch Broad City?
Is that a city about broads?
Kind of, yeah.
I've never heard of it, actually.
Oh. It's unfortunate. Well, you know.
Is Broad the name of the city? Is it a city that's, like, really wide?
Well, it happens in New York. It's the name of their, like, their sketch group that turned into a show. But...
Interesting.
Kind of like, it's actually, they went to Upright Citizens Brigade, and then it's kind of like Upright Citizens Brigade, where the show name is basically the troop that they were.
Speaking of Upright Citizens Brigade, call back to Workaholics, which I mentioned earlier in this podcast. I was just watching the episode where they end up in a guy's house who's fighting with his wife. They hide in the closet. There's a naked guy in there who was actually about to fuck his wife. So when they leave, then the guy thinks that she was going to bang all four of them. And then to save the marriage, he's like, do you want me to blow these guys? So the guy from Upright Citizens Brigade... It was like, take your dicks out. Take your dicks out. Oh, man. It was funny.
Oh, wait. I think I remember that one.
We should do a Workaholics podcast.
We should. Except I think I remember that one, so I should probably catch up.
A lot of weed, and then do a podcast about that show.
A
live high watch of Workaholics.
But Jeff, you and I, neither one of us lives in a place where that's illegal. There'd be an implication of illegality. Believe me, I tried to do, dude. I don't know if you saw my article on Place to Be Nation.
Oh yeah, I read it. I read it many times.
The one about weed.
Yep.
And basically, like, they actually edited it for me to make sure, and I got like a ton of messaging about it when I submitted that article about, like, you know, blah blah blah. You're like, you know, we don't want it to jeopardize your work. And it's like, well, my work doesn't drug test, so I assume that they just don't care as long as I'm not high at work, which I never am. No, I literally, like,
never. No, almost never. Mostly not.
Well, I used to before I moved to Staten Island, because that job I could, and also it helped because you were, like, you know, dealing with people that were absolutely crazy. So it kind of, like, was like, whoa. And then you realize, like, oh, they respond better to this me than that me. I can use this sometimes. But I would never do it at work. I would just show up to work, and I'd be like that. But either way, that aside.
So you were getting censored by Place to Be Nation because you were talking about weed?
No, it was actually pretty smart. I agreed with them. I was like, you know, that's a good point. But they changed it where one point I said, I've been, you know, or talking about my experience between, like, eating edibles versus smoking, you know, where you can get kind of messed up when you're eating edibles because you can eat too much and then it catches up to you, but you never get that way when you're, like, smoking. Talking about, like, the problems with, you know.
Yeah. Edibles. Yep. Problems.
Yeah. Yeah. And they changed it to other people. Or some people. It's been a while since I've looked at it. But I was just like,
sickening.
No, but I went, it's okay. I'm like, just change it. I'm like, I was totally okay with them changing it. Because
I don't,
like,
know who I'm mad at, them or you. I am embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for all of you.
Well, I just thought the article was good. So you guys should read it.
Why do we have to? Everybody knows that people smoke. You can talk about having smoked weed in the past. Like, why? Why do you have to change it? Other people. No. What the fuck do you know about what other people's experiences are with the difference between edibles and smoking weed are? You're talking about your own experiences. You're writing a goddamn article
website. I only actually mentioned it. I actually mentioned it where, like, it doesn't mess you up in the way that people think weed messes you up, except if you, sometimes you could eat edibles and it could be like, I need to lay down. I can't go anywhere. You know, like, I can't do anything sort of thing.
What a bunch of fuddy-duddies.
I don't know. I don't fault them, but at the same time, I was like, well, it doesn't really matter to me. I mean, I wrote it like this. I know that people that I work with and in the future could read it, but then I just kind of go, well, that's who I am. I just live completely truthfully.
Yeah, as you should.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks, but what are you going to do? But, you know, Jeff, there was a time last year when you went around, when you were, like, out being a mailman on your own, you know?
That's one way to put it.
It is one of many. I'm not saying it's the most factual or, you know, way of putting it, but, you know, I think
I don't think it's a good idea for me to say that I'm a mailman. I mean, I've known people, other people have been a mailman, so why don't we say, when other people were out being a mailman, then you did, etc. Go on.
The funniest thing about it too is, like, I know, like, some of the kind of humor that people like, and I go, I know people like, they like the Kroll Show, and that guy literally just smokes a bunch of weed.
So it's okay.
That's
for
all
Snoop
that
Dogg
guy does.
To talk about weed in interviews, and for Snoop Dogg and the Kroll Show to do shows and songs about smoking weed. Yeah. But God forbid Josh Richter writes an article on PlaceToBeNation.com, which is an entertainment website, without being worried about his current workplace status.
You have to understand.
I don't understand.
I don't
have to.
I liked their concern.
I refuse to understand.
Then we gotta agree to disagree.
Unfounded, and you should fight it.
Agree to disagree.
I disagree to.
But also, I am down with this Workaholics Live Watch High Watch. Okay, so
how are we supposed to do a live High Watch if we can't even write about how we smoke weed?
It's because we're on the internet. We can say that we were in Colorado or Washington, or that I was in Rhode Island and you have a medical thing, and then I also brought some illegal stuff from my state. So take that, okay. Man.
How about this? I want to do a live high watch while I'm working, while I'm delivering mail.
No. See, that's where you just ruined your life.
From my mail truck, watching Workaholics on my mobile device while smoking weed with my friend Josh, who is also not in Colorado.
One day it's going to happen in Rhode Island. And when that happens, that's when I move back.
Ah, so now we get to the real reason why you left.
Not really. It's actually not legal here. It's less legal here than it is there. Like, if I was in Rhode Island, I could have actually gotten a medical card at this point.
I thought it was legal in Rhode Island.
It pretty much is. You can go to the dispensary and just buy stuff, but you got to get a medical, a referral from your doctor. Is this me schooling you on how to get legal weed? You have to go to your doctor, and you just have to tell him that you have these symptoms of things, that you got these problems.
Look, I've been getting weed from my dad. My dad has...
Don't!
He needs it. And it's not like if somebody caught me with weed, they'd be like, oh, you're going to jail. That's not how it works anymore, man.
You're right. It's true. It's true. They, like, don't prosecute it unless you're, like, actually out in public. And pretty much if your work doesn't drug test you, and like, the weird thing is some of the weirdest places drug test you, like Target. And you're
I was drug tested at Target.
I know, and you're just kind of like, I don't understand. There's places that are like,
Here's the funny thing about my place of employment. They have the right in our union contract to randomly drug test us. Isn't that crazy? Like Major League Baseball.
Wait.
They can randomly drug test me whenever they want.
Well, they probably will now.
No, nobody from that stupid company is listening to this crap. This is why I told you not to use my real name, because nobody actually knows if I'm a mailman or not.
That's a good point. That is a... This is taking a turn.
Do not link this podcast to my Facebook. Thank you.
I will never tag you on these. You know what I'm going to do now? I'm gonna go there and I'm going to cut all this out so you don't get fired.
Actually, you know what? Screw it. Put it on my Facebook.
No.
Tag me.
No.
I don't care if the Postmaster General listens to it. They can't fire me. I'm a regular now. I'm in the goddamn union. I've got a whole lifetime plan thing going on. The most I can do is suspend me, and you know what? I could use a suspension. It's been a real rough goddamn winter, as everybody knows, except for those idiots who live in the South.
No,
it's that we're not even pandering to anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's a great day to be a mailman, eh?
I swear to God, there's like a certain number of times that I can hear that, and I'm getting up there.
Oh.
It's like, because I hear it every day. I can't say if I hear it one more time, I'll kill somebody. It's like...
Yeah, you can't, because you're a fucking mailman. That's right, like an actual threat.
But there's like maybe 10,000 more times. If I hear it 10,000 more times, I might snap. We'll see.
10,000. Oh my God, you're going to be like this. Okay, so Jeff. All right, if you remember correctly, the reason why we stopped talking to each other was because I was trying to get to you and a bunch of other people to do a show that was impossible to do.
I don't remember that.
Okay. Well, that happened in life at some point. And, yeah. But I tried to do that again with a bunch of other people.
Oh, yeah?
It also didn't work out, but it didn't work out in a different way. And also, we did make it, like, where instead of trying to do, like, weekly or bi-weekly, you know, I was trying to do it monthly, but it just, you know, ended up just petering out. In the course of it, though... I had to watch a television show And I know, listeners, I said no more television shows, but you gotta understand, I'm high. We're just back there. That's how this works. Just follow it. So I had to watch a television show named Z Nation. It was about zombies. And it was made by the people that also did stuff like Sharktopus.
Sharknado?
Sharknado, Sharknado 2. They're called The Asylum. They just rip things off, and they make bad things. And their thing is making it look bad, but at the same time, it's bad. And I really don't believe that, like, you know, it's, like, satire-ish enough. You know, I feel like it's just bad.
So they don't deserve credit for the comical after effects.
Like, for some of it, you know, but at the same time, I don't know how... It's hard to tell how far... What is the unintended humor and the intended humor? And, like, are they me? Are they making bad puns just to make bad puns because they feel like the pun is bad enough? Or, like, Norm MacDonald, who makes the bad pun, and it just... You leave it there, and you just... Are like, look at this thing. You know, look at this horrible thing that I created. Like, leaving your shit in the toilet and making people see it. Yeah. We also talk about shit again, so that's good.
What's the point you're trying to make? Because I wouldn't know anything about it, because A, I haven't watched the show, and B, I wasn't involved with this proposed reboot of the show, which was impossible, quote-unquote, to do. So what are you trying to say?
Oh, that's right. It's because the guy on... There was a guy on Z Nation, okay? Which was a terrible, terrible show. And, like, not... And it wasn't terrible in, like, an enjoyable way. Like, I literally watched it going, like, is the... I, like, asking over and over, is this for real? Or is this fake? Where Sharknado was totally... You watched that and you went, this isn't for real. You know, they're, like, really not being serious at all. But on Z Nation, you kind of just didn't know, as I was saying. This one guy, he had a countdown. He was counting. His name was... And this was 3 years into after the zombie apocalypse happened. His name was the amount of zombies that he killed. That's what he said. When people met him, he's like, my name is this. And every time he killed a zombie, he would say the name, the number of zombie he killed. And he said when he got to a certain amount, which was like 10,000, he would be done calling himself that name. Something really stupid. Like, they essentially went, here's a thing.
That's actually a very progressive way to name yourself. I mean, I've always kind of hated my name.
But that's you when it comes to hearing great day to be a mailman over and over. And so every time you hear that now, you need to count it down. And the moment it happens, you either need to kill everyone around you or stop being a mailman.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so many times I can hear it. But the difference is that guy, he was, like, proud of accumulating zombie kills. And he was giving himself a ceiling. Like, when I reach this ceiling, then my name doesn't matter anymore. I will transcend this name that I have created for myself, because my identity doesn't matter anymore, because we're in a world where zombies exist.
I was going to say, because you'll just be that guy who killed a bunch of people when he snapped as a mailman.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, and then your name won't matter, because you'll be like a bunch of other mailmen.
Side note, that whole going postal thing that happened in the 80s?
Yeah.
Only like a couple of them were mailmen. Most of them were clerks. Like 8 out of the 10 postal workers who went on killing sprees in the 80s were clerks. So people who work inside, because they're under much more pressure than we are.
So, like, dealing with the actual public, like, public coming in and trying to...
No, not even the window people, like, the overnight people running the machines.
Wow, I did not know
that. There's just mountains and mountains of mail. Like, they bring trucks and trucks. Those people are terribly miserable.
Wow.
Like, we're all pretty much happy. We complain about the weather and stuff, but we're out on our own.
You're on the outside.
We're, like, walking down the sidewalk. Yeah, so all those the people that went nuts, like that scene in Seinfeld where Newman's like, yeah, sometimes, and he asks why all those mailman go crazy. It's actually, it was all the clerks. You can look it up online. They're all documented, all these postal worker killing spree cases.
I would hope so. That makes me feel better.
And actually, a lot of them were women.
Well, you know what? As I've always been saying, women should be covered from head to toe.
Yeah, they should be covered from head to toe. They shouldn't be allowed to work. They shouldn't be allowed to be up past 10 o'clock, let alone
during shift. And they need to be accompanied by a man of their family.
Yeah.
Or their husband.
Yeah, while making them dinner.
That's what I say.
And the world would be a much better place.
As the prophet. All right, so we didn't get to the thing I wanted to talk about, but you know what? That's